This morning's message is making an impact for Christ.
今天早上我想跟大家分享的信息是、造成一个影响力。
And what you just saw was our teens and adults making an impact in Detroit.
那刚刚你所看到的就是我们这些青少年还有这些成年人、在底特律所造成的这个影响力。
It was like we were in a situation where it was like an extreme makeover, like the TV show Extreme Makeover.
这有点像说有一个、电视节目叫做、彻底翻新。
And you might sit back and say, well, that's really nice that the youth did that.
那也许你坐在那边会觉得说哇很好啊我们这些、青少年可以这样做。
But I believe that God wants to use our church to be just like the things we got to do for a week in Detroit.
但我相信、神要我们整个教会能够来、像他们一样来、做这样的一个、事情。
And in the church, we're either helping or hurting our ability to impact our community.
我们、这样的一个教会呢，我们可以在一起，可以、来、一起来增进这样的一个影响力，但也可能会损害。
I believe our church is making a strong impact in this community.
我很相信我们的教会呢，对这个社我们这个社区呢，造成了一个很大的影响力。
We're making a positive impact in Ann Arbor.
我们对这个 Ann Arbor 这个安娜堡这个社区呢，造成一个正面的影响。
We have all kinds of ministries from on Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and even other days.
我们、在、星期三、星期五、星期六、星期日都有不同的事工在进行。
We minister to college students and families.
我们、来、服侍这些、大学生还有家庭。
From children to youth.
从、儿童到青少年。
And also to seniors.
并且、到长辈。
We are a church that is making an impact.
我们是一个教会，是一个能够产生影响力的教会。
But you might ask, what does that have to do with me?
但也许你会问说，那这跟我有什么关系呢？
Maybe you're already involved in some type of ministry from this church or outside of this church.
也许你已经在这个教会里面或教会外面已经、参与了一些服事。
But I know that some of you need to make an impact in your personal life toward God, toward others.
但我相信、在我们当中我们每一个人都需要、对神对、我们周遭的人造成一个影响力。
We need to make an impact not only individually, but corporately as a church.
我们不止、个人并且我们成为一个整体，我们要造成这样的一个影响力。
And the stakes are very big, and because we have lives at stake.
这个赌注呢是相当的大，因为人们的生命就是这个赌注。
But the reward is huge.
但是呢，这个赏赐呢却是非常大的。
And listen to what Bill Hybel had to say about the church.
我们来听听看 Bill Hybel。他讲到提到教会的时候，他怎么说呢
？Bill Hybel is a famous author, a Christian author, as well as a preacher.
Bill Hybel 呢，他是一个很有名的这个基督徒的作家，也是一个讲道者。
And this is what he said.
这就是他所说的。
It's the power. Let me go ahead and read the all the way through.
Okay,
It's the power of the love of Jesus Christ, the love that conquers sin and wipes out shame and heals wounds and reconciles enemies.And patches broken dreams, and ultimately changes the world one life at a time. Strong, growing communities of faith can turn the tide of history. They can. Don't bother looking elsewhere. The church is it.
那他说到呢，那就那耶稣，那就是耶稣爱的能力这个爱的能力呢，胜过了罪，除去了人的羞耻。并且医治伤害使仇敌和好修补了破碎的梦并且最终借着改变人的生命改变了世界。那么 当教会能够成长茁壮的时候，必定能够改变历史的潮流，而且他们必定可以。
This year when we went to Life Changers, we got paired up with a woman named Reet.
那今年呢，我们参加这个生命改造者的活动呢，我们跟一个妇人叫做 Reet， 跟她一起配搭。
Reet and her husband moved themselves into one of the worst neighborhoods in Detroit in 2006.
那Reet 跟她的丈夫呢，在2006年的时候，他们搬进了底特律那个最糟糕的这样的一个社区里面去。
Reet and her husband both graduates from University of Michigan.
那么他们两个呢，都是从密西根大学毕业的。
They felt that God had called them to minister to these broken people.
那么他们得到神的呼召，呼召他们去帮助这些最需要帮助的人。
And Reet shared with us, the youth and others, about why there is the problem that there is.
那么 Reet 呢，跟她的丈夫呢，跟我们分享为什么这些人他们有这样的需要。
The situation.Is not always easily remedied.
这些情况呢，并不是很容易的就能够得到解决，得到拯救。
Sometimes there's three or four generations that have never even worked in their life.
那么有可能这种情况可能是很多代的问题一直产生累积下来。
They sometimes lack life skills.
有时候呢，他们是缺乏这个生命谋生的技巧。
And there's many drug addicts and prostitutes.
那在那边呢，有很多的贩毒者或者是妓女。
But what Reet and her husband did is they moved into this neighborhood and they gave hope to the hopeless.
那么Reet 跟她的丈夫呢？搬到这样的一个社区里面呢，目的就是要给这些人带来希望。
But they couldn't just go there and give the gospel. There was more needed.
但是呢，他们不能到那边只是来传福音，他们需要因为他们有很大的需要。
See, these people needed life skills. They needed to know how to work.
因为这些人呢，他们需要这个谋生的技巧，他们知道要怎么样去工作。
So she started putting in gardens.
所以他们开始来做这个园艺的工作。
And they started farming.
那开始做一些农作种农作物的工作。
And people in these neighborhoods go and they sell their vegetables to make a little living.
那么这个社区的人呢，到那边去卖他们的这些农产呢，来得到一些生活上的这个经济。
And in these neighborhoods, they lack hope in their life.
那这些社区呢，他们没有这样一个生命的希望。
70% of the kids drop out of school.
70% 的孩子们在这样的社区里面从学校里退了出来。
But what seems impossible to man is possible with God.
但是这些看来对人不可能的事情呢，对神却完全可能。
And we were so blessed to get to hear her story and to be a part of their ministry and what they do.
我们真很感谢神有这样的祝福，能够听到他们的分享，并且与他们一起同工来做这样的服事。
See, a lot of people in these neighborhoods have heard the gospel message.
在这样的一个社区里面呢，有很多人他们听过了福音。
But a lot of times, what they need is people that will stick around.
但是呢，很多时候他们所需要的是有人一直在他们的身旁。
People that will bear their burdens.
那有人在旁边一起跟他们一起承担这样的重担。
People that can build them up so that they can be strong by themselves without needing assistance.
那需要有人呢来建造他们，以至于他们可以独立起来，不再需要别人的帮助。
Today we're going to look at Acts chapter 2, verses 41 to 47.
今天我们要来看《使徒行传》 第二章第四十一到四十七节。
Acts chapter 2 verses 41 through 47.
使徒行传第二章四十一到四十七节。
And I'll go ahead and read it all the way through. Okay. Those who accepted his message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to their number that day. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe, and many wonders and miraculous signs were done by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common, selling their possessions and goods. They gave to anyone who had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved.
于是领受他话的人就受了洗。那一天门徒约添了3000人，都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接，拨饼，祈祷。众人都惧怕，使徒又行了许多奇事神迹。信的人都在一处，凡物供用，并且卖了田产家业，照个人所需的分给个人。他们天天同心合意，恒切的在店里，在家中拨饼，存着欢喜诚实的心用饭，赞美神，得众人众民的喜爱，主将得救的人数天天加给他们。
This was the early church.
这是初期的教会。
Amazing things were happening.
那个不可思议的事情一直在发生。
So it's the church that transforms the world.
所以是这个教会改变了世界。
Our cities and our society.
也改变了我们的城市以及我们的社会。
It's been done before and we see it in history here in Acts.
在以前曾经发生过，因为我在历史上我们看见过。
They completely changed the world as we know it.
他们完全的来改变了这个我们所知道的世界。
In the beginning, it shows that there was 8,000 conversions in a span of weeks or months.
而且看到说一开始的时候有8000人在大概几个礼拜到几个月之间信了主。
It was probably near 10 to 15,000.
但事实上应该这个数目应该是靠近1万到15000人。
The results of this kind of life-changing community, we look at Acts chapter 2 verse 41.
那么这些改变生命的这些群体所造成影响呢，让我们来看使徒行传第二章第四十一节。
There's in Acts 2:41, 3,000 converts in one day.
一天3000人信主。
Acts 2:47, each day the Lord added to their group those who were being saved.
使徒行传第二章四十七节说到那主将得救的人数天天加给他们。
In Acts 4:4, 5,000 more converts in one day.
使徒行传四章四节说，一天5000人信主。
If we look down at Acts chapter 6 verse 1, we see the believers rapidly multiplied.
那使徒行传六章一节说到，那时门徒增加。
And we see in Acts chapter 6 verse 7, the number of believers greatly increased.
那使徒行传六章七节说到。门徒的数目加增的甚多。
Well, what was going on?
那到底发生什么事情呢？
Well, if we look, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship.
那他们天天遵守使徒的教训，并且一起相交团契。
To the breaking of bread and to prayer.
在一起来拨饼，来祷告。
They were committed to one another and to God.
他们在一起来委身给彼此，也委身给神。
See, when the church is what God intended, there's contagious growth. You can't contain what God is doing when God is in the middle of it.
如果说教会能够成为神心目中的教会的话，那么这样教会的成长必定是具有感染力的。你没有办法限制。
And you might say, Pastor Steve, we already have so many great ministries. This sermon should be for someone else.
那你也许会说Steve, 这个牧师，那么我们已经有教会里面有很多的事工在进行，那么也许这个讲道应该是为到其他教会的。
See, it's not just about what we're doing corporately, it's about what we are doing individually.
这不在乎只是我们整个教会所做的事情，也在乎我们个人所该做的事情。
You might say, well, I'm too young, or maybe I'm too old, or maybe I don't know enough about the Bible.
也许你会说哦，也许我太年轻了，或我实在太老了，或者说我没有懂得足够的圣经知识，能够来做教导的工作。
I'm going to tell you today that's nonsense.
那我今天要告诉你没有根据的。
See, God wants to use you where you are at today.
因为神要照着你现在的状况来使用你。
And you say, oh, pastor, that sounds like a lot of work.
那也许你会说牧师这听起来好像有好多的工作要做。
I'm already so busy raising my family and working and going to school.
我已经花了很多时间，我需要照顾我的家庭，照顾我的孩子，我还要去工作，去学校。
If you are doing those things,
如果你做这些事情
，That's your ministry.
那就是你的服事。
See, God wants to be at work with you. He wants you to share the good news of Christ to the people next door to you.
那这就是神要你在你的工作当中，在你所做的事情当中，来将福音来分享给你周遭的人。
Matter of fact, you can stay put. I'm going to move around a little bit.
Sure.
Last night at the youth meeting, we talked about people we know that are saved or unsaved.
那么，昨天晚上在青少年的活动当中，我们来讲到有关于得救还没有得救的事情。
And instead of just thinking about someone that's unsaved or saved or not sure if they are a believer.
So, can I hear you?
Yes. Yeah. When the youth came in, they just the word saved, unsaved, or not sure doesn't really make any impact to them or even to us.
那么这些青少年进来呢，他们看到说得救没有得救，或者说不确定，这些事实上对他们来说没有太大的意义。
But when I said, why don't you put four people on that list?
那么所以牧师就说，那么你们也许可以就是说把四个人的名字放在这个上面。
Now when they were writing the note, they didn't know what I was having them do.
当他们写这些纸条的时候，他不知道牧师要他们所做的。
I asked them to write down a friend.
牧师是请他们写下他们朋友的名字。
Write down someone in their school.
写下他们一些在学校的朋友的名字。
Family or relative.
那家人或者是亲戚。
And I don't remember the fourth, but someone that was in their life.
也就是任何一个人在你生命中的任何一个人。
And then I ask them to take those ticket notes and put them in categories: saved, unsaved, or not sure.
那么我就叫他们在将这样的一个纸条呢放在得救、没有得救还有不确定这三个项目里面。
Well, it started filling up very quickly.
很快就贴满了。
And I'm excited to know that the youth have a lot of friends and people in their life that are believers.
那我才发觉说，原来这些青少年有很多的朋友，他们已经信主了。
But they also have many people in their lives that are unsaved or they're not sure if they know God or not.
但是也有很多是还没有信主，或说不确定的。
And today I want you to picture in your mind people that might be saved, unsaved, or you're not sure.
今天呢，我希望你们也可以在你的脑海里面来想到，就说有哪些人在你的生命当中，他们是得救、没有得救或不确定的。
You need to picture them in your mind.
你需要就是说在你的在脑海里面
能够来 看见他们。
You need to pray for them.
要为他们祷告。
And I remember when I was asked to do this when I was in eighth grade.
我记得在我这个八年级的时候，当我被要求就是来做这件事情的时候。
And I knew of a friend that didn't know Christ.
我知道说有一个朋友他还不认识主耶稣。
And I started praying for him.
我开始为他祷告。
And I think it wasn't until I was a freshman in college that he decided to accept the Lord as his Savior.
一直等到在大学一年级的时候他才得救接受了主。
And at the time my dad was a pastor in Kansas City, Kansas.
在那个时候我的父亲是在那个 Kansas City 当牧师。
And my dad as a pastor was able to baptize my friend.
那么那时候我的父亲呢能够为我的朋友来受施洗。
But see, this is not about me, this is about you and about people in your life, about ministry that God has called you to do. And that might be in school, it might be at work, it might be in social gatherings.
那这不在乎我，而在乎你们对于你们的朋友那神放在你们身上的一个呼召，那么对于你周遭的人，他们不管是信主没有信主的人，为他们祷告。
You need to picture their face.
你需要真的在你的心思里面，在脑海里面一直来思想他们。
You need to be concerned about them.
你必须要对他们有一个关切的心。
You need to pray for them when you go to bed and when you get up in the morning.
你需要在睡觉前早上起来的时候来想到他们，为他们祷告。
And then we can see the awesome work of these stick-it notes coming over to the saved category.
所以我们可以看到这个很奇妙的事情就是这些纸条就从左边那边移到右边来。
Sorry for moving around. I actually kind of enjoyed that. Yeah, God has called us to action.
那么神呼召我们来采取行动。
Being concerned about others.
对别人有一个关切的心。
And that's something we did at Life Changers. We took a week out of our life and we concerned ourselves with other people.
那这就是我们在这个生命改变者的这样的一个活动里面，我们关切这些人，那么我们将这个生命带给他们。
We reached out to these afflicted people, these people that have been forgotten, these people that are hopeless.
我们伸手去帮助这些被遗忘的人。
These neighborhoods have been ravished with poverty, gang violence, and prostitution, and drugs.
那这些社区呢，充满了这些这些贫穷，还有帮派，以及这个妓女，还有毒品。
And the sad thing is that children have to grow up in these environments.
那很难过的事情就是有许多的孩子需要在这样的社区里面来成长。
And these places are exactly 30 minutes from this building right here.
而这些地区在哪里呢？这些地区只有30，离我们这个教堂只有30分钟的路程。
Not very far.
并不是很远。
Last year, we got to, and I shared about this last year, we met a woman named Ender.
那么去年我有分享过有一个妇人，她的名字叫做 Ender。
And she walked up to me and she was in tears because of what Life Changers was doing in her neighborhood.
那么她哭着来走向我，来告诉我有关于这个生命改造者这样的一个活动对他们这个社区所产生的影响和感动。
This was not a typical woman. She worked She actually did work full time and worked hard.
事实上呢，这个妇人呢，她并不是典型在那个社区里面的妇人，因为她有一个全职的工作。
She had a nice clean house and had been broken into 4 times in her house.
她有一个很好的很干净的房子，但是呢，却被这个小偷就说有四次那个进去过。
And every time she would get a little bit ahead, like she would buy a computer or buy clothes for herself, she would get broken in and they would take everything.
那么每次他有钱来买一些衣服或说一些电脑的时候，那么就遭到小偷将他所有的东西都 偷去了。
And I had the privilege of getting to pray with her.
那我有这样子一个荣幸呢，能够来为他祷告。
But I realized I got her phone number. But I realized that just praying for her is nice. But I think God calls us to action.
那么我有他的电话号码，但是我觉得呢，就是光为他祷告呢是不够的。那神呼召我来采取更多的行动。
And so I asked her some of her needs that she had.
所以我就问他有关于他所有的一些需要。
And her needs were not for herself.
而他所说的他的需要呢，并不是为他自己。
They were for her daughter.Her daughter's children, her grandkids that didn't have beds.
那么是为到她的女儿，还有她的孙女，他们没有床可以睡。
See, they slept on the floor.
他们就睡在地上。
And they might not even have a blanket.
甚至连毯子都没有。
So I shared this with some people at church, and some people donated furniture, and I got a hold of some beds, and we got beds for all their kids.
那么我就跟教会的一些弟兄姐妹分享，以至于我们可以为他们提供床还有一些家具，以至于他们现在每个人都可以睡在床上。
See, God has called us to be a witness.
那么神呼召我们成为一个见证人。
As we were going through a Bible study last night with the youth, I shared that a witness is a verb.
那么就像我昨天晚上跟这些青少年所分享的这个 witness 这个见证呢是一个动词。
It's to share with another what Christ has done for you.
就是跟其他人来分享基督在我身上已经做成的工作。
See, there's a gospel that must be proclaimed by us.
那这个福音呢必须要被广传。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verses 1 to 4.
让我们来看哥林多前书第十五章一到四节。
Now brothers, I want to remind you of the gospel I preached to you, which you received and on which you have taken your stand. By the gospel you are saved, if you hold firmly to the word I preached to you. Otherwise, you have believed in vain. For what I received, I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures.That he was buried, that he was raised on the third day, according to the scriptures.
哥林多前书第十五章一到四节，弟兄们，我如今把先前所传给你们的福音告诉你们知道，这福音你们也领受了，又靠着站立的稳，并且你们若不是突然相信，能以持守我所传给你们的，就必因这福音得救。我当日所领受又传给你们的，第一就是。基督照着圣经所说为我们的罪死了而且埋葬又照着圣经所说第三天复活了
Another way that we can communicate love is being bold in sharing our faith with others
另外一个我们可以传递爱的方法呢就是我们能够大胆的来传讲福音
And I've got a funny story about Stephanie Ritter who's part of the English congregationThey do the praise and worship. They lead the music.
那么我有一个笑话是有关于这个我们英文组的一位姐妹叫做Stephanie Ritter. 那他们在负责来带领敬拜。
She was a counselor this year and helped with the girls.
那么她今年呢在这个生命改造者的活动里面呢她是做一个辅导者。
Now we had so many kids. We had 24We had 24 people go from our church this year, which made up 20% of the camp.
那么今年呢，我们教会去的人实在是太多了，而且是有24个人，是几乎是这个整个活动的20%。
And with these numbers, they wanted us to not only do one backyard Bible club, but two in different locations.
所以呢，因为很多人，所以他们希望说他们做这个。在后院的这些圣经这个课程呢，他们不是在一个地方做，而且是在两个地方做。
So I got my assignment from a bus driver where to take all my kids to a park.
所以呢，我得到一个指示，就是跟着这个开巴士的人呢，能够将这个孩子送到该去的地方。
And Stephanie was following me with some of the other kids in another vehicle.
那么 Stephanie 呢，她就是跟着这个巴士呢，那么带着其他的小孩子跟着。
And something was wrong, and they were honking their horn and sent Tiffany Chang and knocked on my window.
后来不知道发生了什么事情，那Stephanie Chang 就是那个Stephanie， 那他就是就是来敲这个牧师的窗户。
She said, "You're going the wrong way, Pastor."
他说牧师啊，你走错路了。
I said, "No, I have a map."
那他说没有我有地图。
So I kept driving.
所以我继续的往前开。
And they kept following me.
然后他们跟着我。
And Stephanie said, "No, that's the park I was supposed to go to."
那 Stephanie 说，不对啊，那个是那个公园应该是我要去的公园，我需要去的公园。
I'm sorry, the one I was driving to was the one that I was supposed to do, and then she was supposed to stay there.
What's that?
It's confusing to me. But the point is that the locations got mixed up.
不管怎么样，就是反正就是那个地点呢，就是被混淆了。
And so Stephanie was upset with me.
所以那个 Stephanie 呢，对我有点生气。
And I told her just be flexible.
那牧师就对他说，这个就是这个随意一点，不用太紧张。
And this is where I think she wanted to wring my neck.
这就是 Stephanie， 她想要掐住她的脖子这样。
But what takes place after this is what I want to tell you about.
但是呢，我想要告诉你的是之后所发生的事情。
So we left Stephanie and her kids there at the park.
所以我们把 Stephanie 跟她的那她所带的这些孩子放在这些公园里面。
And later in the day, she shared with me that she ministered to a pregnant woman in that park.
那天的下午呢？那么Stephanie 跟牧师分享说，他们在那个公园里面来服侍了一位怀孕的妇人。
She shared Christ with that woman, and she received Christ as her Lord and Savior.
那她传福音给这个怀孕的妇人呢，那她当场接受了主耶稣。
See, God didn't get mixed up with the direction. I was going the right way.
那虽然牧师搞错了方向，但是神却没有搞错。那他知道他要做什么。
And we laughed about it later because we were so excited that God had changed the plans so that a woman could come to know Him.
那么我们就大家笑成一团，因为我们觉得就说虽然我们搞错了，但是神他却没有搞错，他知道他改变了计划，以至于让这个妇人得救。
I've got another story, and you guys are gonna. I'm gonna try to watch the time, but I've got one more. Well, I've got another story for you.
Yeah, 我还有另外一个故事，不过我会注意时间。
Okay, we're doing construction on an outside project, kind of where you saw the music, people playing the music. That was an old beat up house that they made into like a theater.
那你刚才在这个录像里面有看到，就说我们在一个破废弃的一个房子前面，那么一起在那边唱诗敬拜神。那个房子已经被改造成一个好像一个露天音乐会。
And we're outside talking to another counselor, and this man drives up.
那么我们在那边在跟这些辅导员谈话的时候呢，那有一个人开车经过。
And we're all kind of working and doing things.
那我们每个人都是忙着在做事情。
With our nice work shirts.
我们那并且穿着这个很漂亮的制服。
And this man said, "Hey, are you hiring? I'm looking for a job."
那这个人经过的时候，他就说，哎，你可以雇我吗？那个我需要一个工作。
And I said, "No, we're all volunteers here."
那牧师说， 不行啊，因为我们都是这个志愿者，在这个地方工作。
He said, "Well, I have a mortgage. I have big bills to pay."
但那个人说，我有贷款，而且我有很多欠债需要还。
And this counselor that I'm talking to runs over to his car.
那牧师在跟他谈的这位这个辅导员呢，就是很快的跑到那个车子的旁边，跟那个司机来说。
Starts talking to him.
所以就开始跟他谈话。
Complete stranger.
完全这个人是完全不认识的人。
And he steps out of the car and they're talking.
那这个人呢，他就从这车子里面出来，他们就开始长谈。
The next thing I know, she's like this with him.
那么我所知道呢，他就以这个姿势在跟他谈话。
And he's receiving Christ for the first time in his life.
那么这个人呢，他第一次在他一生中接受了主耶稣，成为他的救主。
Now that counselor created that opportunity.
那这个辅导员呢，他制造了这样的一个机会。
Well, we know that God.Put her there and put that man there, at the right time. But it was her that took the initiative.
那么是神把他还有这个人放在那个地方，但是是因为这个辅导员他有这样的一个心，愿意踏出去一步。
Sometimes we wait and to well maybe if the word God comes up, we'll share with our friend.
那也许很多时候我们在等说神有话出来之后，我们再跟我们的朋友来分享。
But I tell you, it ministered to me when I saw this counselor running to this car with urgency, knowing that this lost man needs Christ.
那么，但是当我看到这个辅导员他很快的跑到这个车子旁边来跟他分享福音的时候，这件事情真的在我心中产生一个影响。
Let's look at Acts chapter 4 verses 13.
让我们来看使徒行传四章十三节。
When they saw the courage of Peter and John and realized that they were unschooled ordinary men, they were astonished and they took note that these men had been with Jesus.
他们见彼得约翰的胆量，又看见他们原是没有学问的小民，就稀奇，认明他们是跟过耶稣的。
So how do we keep strong so that we can be the type of people that are chasing people down in cars?
那么我们要怎么样能够使我们能够刚强，以至于我们能够有足够的力量能够去追那个车子，然后来传福音。
Well, I think as Christians, we need to keep short accounts with God. We need to go to Him daily and repent of our sins.
我想我们基督徒，我们需要为到我们每天所犯的罪。很快的向神来认错。
And God will fill us with joy and delight.
那么神呢，他就会将他的喜乐，他将他的欢心能够充满我们。
Because I tell you, joy and delight are not something that just flow from me.
那我可以很坦白告诉你，那个喜乐跟欢心不是很自然的会从我里面来涌流出来。
There are things that I pray for. I ask that the Spirit would just overflow from me because I know it doesn't naturally in my flesh.
那么这是需要我来祈求的，那以至于圣灵能够将这样一个喜乐跟欢心来充满我里面，能够流露出来，因为这不是我肉体所原来所拥有的。
We also need to partner with other people in our life. We need to partner with other believers to help us.
那我们也需要在我们生命当中有其他的基督徒与我们来同奔这条生命的道路。
Someone that will push us and hold us accountable.
也就是那些能够在我们生命中来鼓励我们、督促我们的人。
We also need to ask for God's grace and mercy as we journey with Christ.
我们也需要来祈求神的恩典还有怜悯。在我们这个人生的道路上面。
We need to encourage and validate each other.
那么我们需要彼此的来肯定。
I got a nice email this week from one of the youth parents.
那我接到了一个 很好的一个电子邮件，是从我们其中一位青少年的父母亲写来的。
And I'm going to read part of that.
我会读一部分的这个内容。
I praise God for having you as Jeffrey's English pastor and Pastor Steve as his youth pastor. So this is to me and Pastor Smith.
Okay. 那么
I give praise to
Okay. 那么我要为到 Jeffrey 他的两个牧师来感谢主，来感谢主。
It was such a blessing.
那是何等的何等的那个蒙福。
Jeffrey grows a lot spiritually this year.
那 Jeffrey 在属灵上面有很大的成长。
Especially after being baptized and after going to Life Changers.
尤其是在他受浸之后，并且去这个改变生命改造者这个活动之后。
Bimbo and I are very grateful.
本波跟我心里非常充满了感激。
God bless.
愿神祝福你。
续位。See, this is not something I did, but I need to be encouraged too.You need to be encouraged.
这不是我所做的什么事情，但是我需要被鼓励，那么你也需要被鼓励。
And that is a blessing to me.
这是对我来说是一个祝福。
We need to encourage one another in the Lord.
我们需要在主里彼此鼓励。
We need to value, and I have an acrostic for value.
我们需要珍惜。这个 value 这个字。
Number one for V is to validate each other's worth.
那个 value 的第一个字 V 呢是就是彼此肯定。
Galatians 6:2, share each other's troubles and problems.
加太书六章二节讲到，个人的重担要互相担当。
A for value is appreciate each other.
A 是代表彼此的珍惜。
First Thessalonians 5:18, always be thankful.
帖撒罗尼迦五章十八节说到凡事感恩。
L for value, love each other.
L 是代表彼此相爱。
John 13:35, your love for the world will prove to the world that you are my disciples.
约翰福音十三章三十五节说到。你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人就因此而认出你们是我的门徒了。
U for value, unity, protect the unity.
那么 U 是代表保守合一。
Romans 12:10, love each other with genuine affection and take delight in honoring each other.
那么罗马书十二章十节说到，爱弟兄要彼此亲热，恭敬人要彼此推让。
E.For value, edify each other.
一是代表彼此劝导。
Ephesians 4:29, let everything you say be good and helpful so that your words will be an encouragement to those who hear them.
那以弗所书四章二十九节说到，只要谁是说造就人的好话，叫听见的人得益处。
There's three characteristics in what our study is today in Acts chapter 2.
在使徒行传第二章来讲到三个特点。
We have study, fellowship, and worship.
这三个特性呢，就是查考圣经，然后团契以及敬拜。
And these are the things that knit this early church together.
那么这三个特性呢，将初期的教会整个连接在一起。
See this church, this community.Drew people to themselves.
你可以看到这个初期教会这个群体呢，他将人吸引到他们的中间来。
The people outside in the community could see change, and that they were making an impact, and they wanted part of that for them.
那么在这个群体之外的人呢，看到他们里面有这个改变生命的能力，他们愿意成为他们中间的一部分。
Will you commit yourselves to making an impact for Christ one day at a time?
那么你愿意来委身给基督那一天走一步吗？
And the last picture, What about you? This is Uncle Sam, a picture of Uncle Sam.
那么最后一张图就是那你呢？这张是就是 Uncle Sam。
Sometimes we always look to other people. Other people are the problem.
很多时候我们只看到别人，我们觉得其他人才是那个问题。
But this is a very personal thing. God wants to use you in a mighty way.
但是神要使用我们每一个人来以大能的方式来使用我们每一个人。
God doesn't care that you're young, middle-aged, or old.
神不在乎你是年轻或是中年或是老年。
He's ready to use you today.
神愿意今天就来使用你。
To make a difference, to make an impact in this community.
来造成一个不同，来造成一个一个冲击在我们的这个社区里面。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we give you thanks today that we have the privilege to come and worship you.
主耶稣，我们感谢你，我们今天有这样的的荣幸能够来到你面前来敬拜你。
To be able to worship and music and to praise.
我们能够敬拜，我们能够唱诗歌，能够祷告。
To looking at your scriptures, studying your scriptures, and trying to apply them to our life.
来学习你的话语，并且将它来应用在我们的生活上。
There's many people in this church that are making such an impact in this community.
在我们这个教会有许多人，他们对我们这个社区来造成了影响力。
And God, I thank you for this church.
主啊，我们为到这个教会来感谢你。
I've been so thankful to be a part of a church that is interested in seeing lost people come to you.
那主啊，我感谢你能够成为这个教会的一部分，能够看到这些失丧的人能够来成为你的儿女。
And Lord God, I pray that you would work on our hearts in the ways that you want us to be used by you.
主啊，我们求你能够来使用我们照着你的心意来使用我们。
Not that we have to, but that we get to.
不是说我们必须要这样做，而是我们愿意这样做。
Help us to reach the community even in a better way, just like the church in Acts.
让我们能够来伸手去来接触我们这个社区用不同的方法。
Lord God, we know that only you can draw the people in.
主啊，我们知道只有你能够将人带进这里。
But after this church service is gone, each of us walk out of this place individually and we reflect upon you or we don't reflect upon you.
主啊，当我们这个聚会结束，我们走出这个会堂的时候，主啊，我们每个人在你面前能够有个反省。
I pray that we will represent you and this church in a way that would attract the community to us.
主啊，我在这里祷告说，主啊，求你让我们每一个人能够代表你，主啊，能够将人能够吸引到你的面前来。
That our life is so impacted that we can't but spill over to the people around us.
以至于我们可以在我们周围的人身上有一个影响力。
And that they will say, I want some of that.
以至于他们能够说我也要。
Where do I go to get it?
我可以到哪里去得到呢？
Help us to be ready.
让我们能够来预备好。
I thank you for this day.
我们为到这个今天来感谢你。
And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen.